What's going on, Tulip Reservation, and those listening around the globe online? It's Double J with another edition of Pass the Popcorn, my review of new movies at Allen Theater's Aviator 10. When you think of Jackie Chan, what comes to mind? Well, to me, it's comedies, Rush Hour, Shanghai Noon, even lending his voice to some Kung Fu Panda movies. But what most audiences don't realize, and I should say American audiences, is that Jackie is probably one of the biggest international stars on the planet with over 170 movies to his credit. Now, granted, he slowed down in recent years, but there's not an actor alive who is willing to sacrifice his body to do his own stunts and suffer multiple injuries to earn success. Now, when you think of Pierce Brosnan, what comes to mind? Well, at most, it's his seven-year run as James Bond. If you go back a little further, it's his role as Remington Steele opposite Stephanie Zimbalist in the 1980s. Suave, charming, debonair, which makes it hard to watch either man in this week's movie, The Foreigner. Jackie plays a quiet businessman who seeks justice when his daughter is killed in a London bombing. He tracks down Brosnan, whose past connections to the IRA may hold clues to the killer's identities. And this wouldn't be a Jackie Chan movie if his character wasn't extremely proficient in the ability to kill you with a paperclip. Come to think of it, that would be extremely cool to see. But sadly, no. The problem with The Foreigner is, to put it bluntly, it's boring. Director Martin Campbell was, back in the day, responsible for some pretty decent action movies. Zorro movies with Antonio Banderas, the Bond films GoldenEye and Casino Royale, and, unfortunately, the Green Lantern movie with Ryan Reynolds, which Hollywood has never forgiven him for. Jackie Chan movies are built on action first, with a casual thought given to what is the driving force for him kicking people in the face, which is why watching The Foreigner is so frustrating. There are periods when Jackie is allowed to do what he does best. There's scenes where you can lick your chops and say to yourself, ah, there's the Chan I came to see, but they're few and far between. Equally as sad, Pierce Brosnan is just not up to snuff in this film. I'm sure the script called for an older, ruggedly handsome actor who was able to pull off an Irish accent. Now, if this had been 20 years ago, Sean Connery would have been perfect for the role. But the script gives Brosnan little to work with, leaving him to play one of two emotions for the entire film, either frustrated or angry, sometimes both as a bonus. On a side note, Brosnan was actually born in Ireland, albeit he left at an early age. So playing an Irish government official should be a piece of cake. However, I found it slightly humorous to hear how bad his accent sounded compared to other actors who were actually from Ireland. Finally, the movie is weighted down with the Irish Republican Army's involvement in the film. Back in 1992, when the book The Foreigner was released, the IRA was still a political force to be reckoned with in the British Isles, backed by the belief that violence was necessary to achieve the goal of a free Ireland. However, in 2017, terrorism, with all the horrors that it entails, is seemingly everywhere. Every political faction practices this mantra. You could take out the IRA and insert ISIS, the Taliban, and Al-Qaeda, and the film would have made a little more sense. Ultimately, The Foreigner is a film of what could have been. There could have been more action. There could have been more intrigue. There could have been a more sensible plot. But in the end, the film fails to deliver what we wanted in the first place. Entertainment. 2 out of 5 bags of popcorn. For showtimes, call 437-9301 or jump onto the web at AllenTheatersInc.com and click on Al Gordo. Check back next week when Gerard Butler tries to save the world in Geostorm, and we might try to squeeze in James Boylan and a cast of other notables battling wildfires in Only the Brave. For Allen Theaters Aviator 10 and Burt Broadcasting, I'm Double J with Pass the Popcorn, and I'll see you at the movies.